This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I mean that sincerely. Thanks for joining me. Thanks for being part of the solution, part of the conversation, part of the action, so to speak. And I do appreciate the time. Look, find out more about the show. Find out more about me. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There is a lot happening up there, a lot going on. There's also, a way for you to give me your email address. And again, if you want to be notified by text message, text alert, excuse me, it just sounds so official, doesn't it? Yes, you'll get a text alert when the show starts. And you can do that easily by simply texting TRS to 77222. That's TRS to 77222. And you just get a notice. You know what? You can stop anytime you want to. Not that hard. Unless you don't know how to use the phone, you can stop it pretty much any time you want to. We've got, again, like I said, it's been a really... I do the stories that nobody else is doing. I do the stories that nobody else is much paying attention to. You don't see it that much. You know, I got a nice email from somebody about the story we did the other night about Los Angeles paying over $1.3 billion in taxpayer money. No, not to help the vets. We don't want to do... God. Please, you don't want to do that. Or even to help those, the homeless, the non-vet homeless. You know, let's just say they hate the military. I believe that they do. But let's just say they hate the military, but the non-vet homeless. Right? Not doing anything about that either. No. That money all went to illegal aliens. It all went to making sure they had welfare, that they had food, that they had medical care, that they had a place to live. Unlike our vets. Who have to fight, scream, yell, and beg for help. It's right in front of their face, and they never see it. They don't care. At least that's how I see it. They just flat out don't care. And again, you know, when you get down to this, we were talking about the Governor Newsom, or Nuisance, as I like to call him, and how he keeps diverting tax money. Matter of fact, the Democrats that have been, every time there's been a Democratic governor here in California, it's almost like it is in D.C. The laws don't apply to them. What the voters vote for really doesn't apply to them. The voters voted a highway tax, if you would, a transportation tax, to fix transportation. Nothing else but transportation. And they're diverting it to other things. They do it on a regular basis. I think this is, since I've been in California almost 30 years now, right, this is like the third or fourth tax to fix the roads. And we're still working off the first one. Right? I mean, that's simple. We're still working on the first bond. They don't care. They see it as an endless, endless, endless revenue stream. All right. Oh, no. Let me do the ad first. I love this thing. Somebody did an ad on I think it was up on Facebook or what have you. And it's a great, I don't know, what do you want to call it, a parody? Of another ad, I think it was a Ford ad. And the line's great. And basically what the ad says is, you know, yeah, sure, we need to get rid of Trump. Because who wants lower unemployment rates? Who wants more people working? I mean, go through the whole thing. Take a listen. You'll get a kick. I think you'll get a kick. I hope you get a kick out of it. Anyway, here we go.
Smug Democrat calling you racist and trying to jam one hand in your and another in your pocket. So what is... Okay. Odds are you're...
Stop this. You know, I hate technology. Because for me, it hates me back. Take a listen.
Okay, odds are you're one of the people in America who's better off today than 3 years ago. And now you've got some smug Democrat calling you racist and trying to jam one hand in your ass and another in your pocket. So at a time when taxes are down, jobs are up, and the economy is way up, it'd be nice if there were a candidate who had more to offer than making you pay for other people. Well, the eagle has landed. Say hello to President Donald J. Trump. He ain't just making America great again. Trump's doing things no president has ever done before. He's keeping promises, packing courts, defending the border, rebuilding our military, and making Chuck Schumer cry like a schoolgirl with two skinny knees. This president is 6'3" of let's put America first. And oh yeah, immigration, jobs, drug prices, nobody's got better numbers. The game has changed, and the Democrats are officially fucking crazy. So keep America great. Stand with Trump in 2020.
You know, and again, and I beeped everything out, so don't tell me you knew what it said, because we went out of our way to make sure it was clean. But the commercial's great, because it lays out, it's like the Democrats are going nuts. What are they going nuts over? Better job numbers? More food on your table? Do they hate Americans? I mean, they might. I don't know. So what are they upset about? More women in the workplace? No, they must be upset about the fact that wages have gone up. Yeah, that's got to be it. Or, no, I know what it is. It's that there are more blacks and Hispanics are working than ever before. That has to be it. But no, that can't be it because they're not racist. They love women. So I don't know. I'm confused. What are they upset about? The way he says stuff? The way he does things? I mean, seriously, these people, you heard me, these people, they need to get over themselves. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And it's almost, again, 97% of the time. And maybe more, I don't know. I haven't done the research. I know that last I saw it was 100, it was 91% of the time, MSNBC, CNN, all of those stations are bashing on Trump 91% of the time. Go figure. Joe Mancini, your host, just to the rail side. When we come back, Chris Wallace challenges the Dem on whether or not they should have held an impeachment vote. We'll be back in a second. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mancini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mancini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away, so I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-613-2646. That's 1-800-613-2646. 1-800-613-2646.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Never mind, dear. Chin up.
That's right, both of them. Yeah.
GCN Live, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for joining me, joining us, being part of the conversation, being part of the solution. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. So, you can find out all about us at the website. Head up there if you want more information. So, Chris, I can't think of his name. I always blow this guy. Chris Wallace. I want to make sure I don't call him Chris Matthews, you know. But Chris Wallace recently, in an interview, I think it was this weekend, was talking to a few Dems, but one in particular really wouldn't answer the question, which I always love. I always get a kick out of. Because they claim that we don't, right? They claim that we won't answer the question, we won't do the right thing, we won't spew the truth or throw one of ours under the... But the reality is, they won't throw theirs under the bus. They never do. And, you know, when you're talking about these people that really deserve, well, she would not answer the question and danced all around the fact that they won't hold a vote on whether the Trump impeachment investigation should go on, which is what they're supposed to. She said, well, there's no precedent. There's no precedent for it. We don't have to do it. But she was so uninformed. Take a listen. Well, maybe you might be able to hear. We'll see. That's the love it.
Says that it will not release those documents, will not turn them over unless the full House votes to authorize an impeachment inquiry, as was done in the cases of Bill Clinton and Richard Nixon. Why is House Speaker Pelosi refusing to hold a formal impeachment inquiry vote?
Well, Chris, let me say this. I would hope, you know, this has been a painful time this past couple of weeks now. I would hope that the White House would cooperate with Congress and actually acknowledge the oversight.
You mean like President Obama did? You mean like your attorney general, both of them, right, Holder and Lynch? Like, you mean like they did? Not?
That we have a responsibility to do. However, there is no requirement under the Constitution that we have a full House vote. There is no requirement under House rules that we have a full House vote. And there is no precedence that we have a full House vote that really drives
See, it's about time. Wallace didn't do it last week. He made me crazy in one of the interviews he did where he wouldn't interrupt the person he was interviewing because, well, I don't know why. Maybe he was on board with everything that was being said. But let's see how he pushes back on this.
Wait, Congresswoman, you say there's no precedent. There have only been two times in the history of under the rules we now have. Andrew Johnson back in the 1860s was different in both the Bill Clinton case and the Richard Nixon case. There was a clear precedent. The full House voted and authorized a full impeachment inquiry. So there's a precedent.
There is no requirement, again, under the Constitution.
Now, she said there was no precedent. Now she switches there's no requirement under the Constitution. No, the problem is you're all a bunch of cowards on the left. Take the vote. Do it out in the open. Let people really see how you're voting. What are you afraid of? If it's the right thing to do, should you just be out there doing it?
No requirement under House rules that is the procedure that we follow. But, Chris, let me just say this. This past...
Chris, let me just not answer the question. Let me just give you something the way I want to answer it that I think the people need to hear because you're people too dumb to know any better.
10 days has been painful for members of the House on both sides of...
Now, remember, she has already stated this. In the very beginning. She's coming back to talking points she's memorized. It has not been painful for people on both sides of the aisle, okay? People on my side of the aisle that it's painful for, they have no spine. There's nothing here. There's no law that's been broken. And the Dems have, I don't even know. They have no moral compass if they're not willing to hold Joe Biden to the same standard they're holding Donald Trump to. And Joe's was 10 times worse. And Joe's was easy to prove that he was holding that money against them. Very simple. But they won't even talk about it because they know what asses they look like.
The committee, obviously, it's been quite painful for the Senate, even though too many senators are quiet on this issue.
Maybe because they don't believe like you do. And they don't feel like arguing. Or, you know, really what you're doing is you're yelling up against the wall when you're on the right. Trying to get something done in D.C. right now.
And so we need to conduct a very methodical, very thorough investigation. We need to talk to all fact witnesses. We need to identify or review all documents.
Right. We're going to do that in 6 days. We actually, see, wouldn't you, if you were running an investigation, here's where I'm thoroughly confused, okay? Wouldn't you, if you were running an investigation, wouldn't you get all your information together first? Why do you make sure that you had everything lined up to say, oh, look, this all points to treason. This all points to robbery. This all points to theft. Wouldn't you do that first? They spent 3 years and over $40 million of your tax money not to do that. They lost at every corner. Everything they did was a hoax. Everything. Turned out to be a hoax, I'll put it that way. Where's little Jerry Nadler? Is he also having, if he's having heart issues, then I'm sorry, but really? He wasn't the hero they thought he was going to be. What was he? So now they got Shifty Schiff. He's not going to be the hero they thought he was going to be either. Oh, everybody knows he's a liar. Even people on the left know he's a liar. And you know, it's right in front of him. You can show it. I said it before as a joke, but it's so true. You could put the truth in a bag. You could mark it truth. You could put it in his hands. You could point to the back and say, here's the truth. And he wouldn't know it's truth. He wouldn't know what to do with it. And he came out and he read that thing that he said was a parody on Trump's on Trump's phone call before the transcript was even released. Now, I'm not buying any of this from him.
As we began the process of making a very, very important historical decision.
You know what's going to happen? This is going to go down in history as one of the biggest foolish moves that a party made to just basically to kill themselves. There's nothing here. There are so many people even in their party that believe that there's nothing here, that don't understand what their party is doing. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about your health care. With open enrollment going around right now, everybody's like, what do I do? What should I sign up for? How should I sign up for? Let's help you out a little bit. Joe Mancini, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mancini here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
The very latest this hour on the impeachment inquiry. Democrats issuing subpoenas for documents to the Office of Management and Budget and to the Pentagon. President Trump reacts.
We won on the Mueller scam. That was a whole big deal that lasted for 2.5 years. We had a few days of peace, and then all of a sudden they came up with this one. But I guess it's just part of my life.
At the White House, President Trump calls the proceedings a scam.
This is a scam by the Democrats to try and win an election that they're not going to win in 2020.
And the president says he's confident. confident the American people and those who voted for him back in 2016 see right through this charade.
The people understand it's a scam. They're trying to win an election in 2020 by using impeachment. If you look at that call, it's a perfect call. It's congenial. There was no pressure.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and just, you know what, being part of the conversation. That's really what it boils down to. I just want you part of the conversation. Because, Frank, I mean, if you think about it, you guys, a lot of you guys, you get out there, you get involved, I get it, you know, it's great. It's great to do all of that. But you got to have some information. Don't just listen to guys like me and take everything we say as 100% gospel truth. We try, but we make mistakes. Anyhow, I thought I'd help you with your health care. Because a lot of you going through, what is it called, open enrollment. There's a lot happening out there when it comes to health care and the pricing and all of that stuff. So I always bring Matt Bellis on with me, but I'll let him speak for himself. He sure as heck doesn't need me. All right, well, we're back at it, and I always appreciate this time with Matt Bellos. He's a spokesperson for Liberty Health Share. And, you know, I got to tell you guys something. You know that I only bring people on and we deal with companies that I know I could trust. And, you know, you heard a couple weeks back, you heard one person talking about how it was, I hate to use the word painless because that doesn't sound good when you're talking about health, you know, sharing or taking care of yourself. But he said, you know, the process was painless, and he loved it, and he really appreciated the people at Liberty Health Share. And so I've got Matt Bellis on the line with me, and you know what? A lot of people don't understand. They hear health sharing, and it's like, what does that mean? You take up a collection in your neighborhood, or how does that work when it comes to your health care needs?
Well, as fun as it is to meet new neighbors in your neighborhood and pass the hat, that's not exactly what happens. We're a national nonprofit healthcare sharing ministry that seeks to bring like-minded individuals together to share in the cost of healthcare. It's a very reasonable way of taking care of healthcare. It's not insurance. We're not a third-party payment system where you're putting money into a big giant bureaucratic pot where you hopefully get some money back whenever you need it. This is individuals who are self-pay patients gathering together to support each other in our times of need. You use the pass the hat analogy, but frankly, it does work a lot like that. As if you were to, you know, go to church on Sunday or go to a community center where you meet regular people on a regular basis and you stand up and you say, I broke my arm, here's the medical bill, and then people come up and just give you money. Mm-hmm. That's basically what we have developed although our systems are a little bit more sophisticated and we do everything online at the click of a button. But it's a very easy system to understand once you realize that this is neighbors helping neighbors, people helping people on a regular, consistent basis. We send in what's called a share amount. Every single month, we have our share amounts, and that amount of money goes to a particular person who has a need. So it's not Liberty Health Share that is paying your medical bills. It's the members. It's the people. It's Joe. It's Matt. It's individuals paying each other's medical bills and sharing in that burden.
Yeah, it's really funny to hear people talk about it. I get emails from some people. The terminologies always throw them off. And it's really funny, and it's something you and I have talked about. I've talked about this with your father over the years. It's like we grew up, sitting in the kitchen, listening to mom and dad make out the insurance check, right? There was a house insurance, a car insurance, and your medical insurance. And so you get into that mindset that, you know, you cut the check to the medical insurance company, and then you have to call them to see if you're covered under this. And, it was a process that got embedded when we were young. This is a different way of thinking. This is a different way of approaching taking care of yourself, isn't it?
It really is, because I would have to say the third-party insurance system has really done a good job at making people think that the only way to pay for their health care is through their system. But really, there are a lot of different ways of taking care of your health care, and health care sharing is one of them. This is not insurance. We're not spreading risk. We're not making everybody responsible for everybody else's issues. And we don't pool our funds. We're all each individually responsible for our own health and our own health care, and that means our own health care bills. And that gives us the maximum amount of freedom that we would want within a health care system. Because if you don't have the power of the purse string, you're going to have some bureaucrat 2,000 miles away making decisions on your behalf. And that shouldn't be the way it is at all. It should be up to the person who's in front of the doctor making the decisions on their health care, and that's what we have done. But during those times that are unexpected and absolutely unaffordable, that's when the community of Liberty HealthShare comes in to help pay for your medical bills. And we've done things in a right way that we have seen some spectacular benefits, and the fact, frankly, one of those benefits is a lower cost in health care. Doing the right thing, we're sharing each other's medical bills, and we're benefiting from doing the right things by having lower cost health care. That's what everybody wants in America these days, yeah. And with health care sharing, we've achieved that.
Yeah, it's really funny how people talk about how bad it is, how tough it is to get the, your insurance and expensive and what have you, and you're going, well, you know what, because you don't, you got to talk to the doctor. You got to find out these doctors are locked into doing business the way the insurance companies dictate they do business. You just can't go in, and for lack of a better term, I can't go to my doctor and dictate how he's going to take care of me or tell him how I want him to take care of me, because he can't. He won't get paid for it. The insurance company will tell him to go pound sand. This is, people need to understand, especially my listeners who are into liberty and independence. This kind of option gives you real liberty, real freedom, real independence, because you do get to call the shots on taking care of yourself, and even in a lot of cases, how much you're going to pay, right?
A lot of instances, you're right. It's a maximum amount of freedom. People often get the cash price for health care, which they're expected to see the differences between the cash price for something is to what the third-party insurance system is paying. It's almost ridiculous. That's one of the issues. But the other fact of it is not only do you get to benefit from maximum freedom, but your doctor also gets to benefit that maximum freedom. Because your doctor, unfortunately, whenever you're a part of that third-party pay system, becomes a de facto bureaucrat for the insurance company. They're making decisions based on what somebody somewhere else will pay. They're not necessarily dealing with the patient. They're dealing with the bureaucracy. And so doctors and hospitals love healthcare sharing because that affords them to be able to do what they went to the into the medical field to do, and that's take care of people. That's why we love Liberty HealthShare, because it affords maximum freedom to the individual patient and our doctors and hospitals.
People need to understand, you are allowed. It's funny how you'll take an inanimate object like your car, right, and you go to the mechanic, and the mechanic tells you you need A, B, and C, and you sit there with this look on your face, you go,
wait a minute, that was working yesterday, and why do I need to do that? Do I have an option for this? And is there a thing over, you know, but by the time you're done with it, not only have you got them down a little bit in cost and price, but, you know, you still get good service, and with your body, all you do is nod your head up and down with a doctor, well, you need to take this pill and that pill over here seven times a day, and then you have to get it, and come back for this, and it's like, wait a minute. We should be arguing that point. Why do I have to do all that? Why am I stuck doing all that, right? I mean, seriously. Take it
absolutely. And that's one of the things that I really like about being a, frankly, a self-pay patient, is because I have the ability to make those decisions for me, in consultation with my doctor, but I am making decisions that are best for me and for my health, because I know what I can do and can't do. My doctor once prescribed prednisone for me for an issue that I had. And if the doctor ever prescribes prednisone for me again, I will swear and declare I am not going to take that. Find something else. It is not worth the cure. So you have the ability within healthcare to make the decisions that you want if you break away from that system.
Right.
And a lot of people, that system is comfortable to them. That's what they know.
Yep.
That's what they care about. Actually, whenever I first started in healthcare sharing and first developed Liberty Health Share, I said, wait a second, I'm getting into this. We need to join this. And she says, but it's not really insurance. And I'm like, that's the point.
I love it. That's great.
So, yeah. People are so connected to this whole idea of insurance, it's hard to break away. I get that.
Yeah.
But really, if you've been on this side of the aisle where you have maximum freedom, you're able to take care of yourself and your life, and you are having the decision-making power, and whenever you have those issues, you're backed up by a community of people that care, I wouldn't do it any other way.
All right, so we're going to go for a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about some of the technologies, and then open enrollment, and why, frankly, it really doesn't mean anything. You know, the insurance companies only give you a very small window by which to sign up, but yet Liberty HealthShare, it's open enrollment all year. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
We are back. You're listening to Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, let's just get to it. I know you want to hear this. We're back, and, I got to tell you something. You got to stop and think. Don't have your brain just running on autopilot here. Listen to what's being said, because I get emails from you guys afterward. You ask questions about terminologies, and you're kind of confused as to how it works or what have you. I always tell you that, part of it is go read. Hit the website. Call them if you have any questions, and Matt Bellis is with me, spokesperson for Liberty HealthShare. He'll tell you how you can get a packet from them after. I don't want to tell you the front end, because you won't remember. We're going to do it on the back end. Anyhow, Matt, I love it when people send me emails after a segment or after a show to go, I didn't catch that. Well, first off, I'm going to be mean for a second. Podcasting people, that means you can go back and get it afterward, and you can look it up again. That easy, and that's why I say do it at the end, because people remember stuff, at the end of the segment. So I want you were talking about, the medical treatment pills, that kind of stuff, medication in the last segment, and I recently had a lot of jaw work done, if you would, at the dentist, and I noticed, we have a problem with opioids in this country, and I noticed that one of the medications he was giving me had opioids in it. And I didn't need it. I had pain. I didn't need it. Did a little bit of my own research. And when I saw him again, I said,
Why would you prescribe this kind of, and I'm not on your case, I'm just asking, why would you prescribe this stuff if you know how dangerous it can be? And he said, we're required to. We have two or three medications we can prescribe for certain scenarios and we have, what do they call it, a treatment plan that the insurance company gives them. And they have to follow that treatment plan for certain things. I'm thinking, my God, you're not a doctor, you're a process enforcer. I don't even know what to call it, right? I thought it was just interesting where instead of just looking at me going, look, this have opioids in it, I would normally be required to prescribe this, but here's your other alternatives. You know what I'm saying? Right. I had to ask that question in order to find out what else was available to me to help out with the pain. It's the same thing with your body. You should be asking these questions to the doctor. What does that medication have in it? Why are you prescribing this? Why are we going down this road for service, correct? I mean, really.
Those types of folks who actually ask those questions make really good members of Liberty HealthShare, frankly, because we own our own bodies.
Yep.
We own what happens to them, and we should take responsibility for them. And so if you're in a situation where you're not comfortable with what your doctor's either prescribing or the test that he's asking for or the type of procedures that you're going under, whenever somebody has those things happen to them, I love to hear stories about people say, can we do this at a surgery center rather than a hospital? Do I need to take this prescription now? Or is this procedure necessary at this time? Or, all of the different questions that you could ask a doctor to ensure that you're getting the best treatment possible, those are the types of questions that we should do whenever we have responsibility of our own health care. If you don't have that ability, then you're just receiving. You're a passive, entitled person just getting whatever's coming to you. And God knows that you want to definitely take control over that situation. I've heard horror stories where people lose their power of choice, and they definitely suffered because of it.
Mm-hmm.
But during those times, when you're with a doctor, that's when to really start asking those questions.
Right, and if you're comfortable, you hit it. If you're comfortable asking those questions, if those are the things that you're willing to ask, then Liberty HealthShare is really, really, I'll say it, you don't have to. The only option for you, right? So let's talk about some of the confused technologies, okay? I mean, some of the few confused terminologies. Membership. I mean, am I joining a club here? Is there a yearly membership dues and application and fees that I have to pay? I mean, membership kind of confuses. I'm thinking of the old Columbia Record Club, Do I get stuck in anything?
Yeah, you'll get 60 CDs for a penny. Yeah.
And pay for the next 60 years. I like that. Right.
Yeah, you're right. But it is a membership because we wanted people to approach this differently. We're developing a community of people here.
Yep.
So, yes, there is an upfront membership fee and an annual membership dues, but that's to remind you that this is different. This is not a policy. Uh-huh. You're not buying into a bureaucratic system. You're a part of a community of people who are looking out for one another and committing themselves to each other. So that's why we say that this is a membership, something that you sign on to, because this is a completely different way of coming to how you pay for healthcare. And we really want to enforce that idea with that type of membership mentality.
Right. Now, when you say self-pay, right, it's not like I'm paying you a monthly fee of some kind, and then when I hit the doctor, I have to pay him the medical bill in full. I mean, people say, I've got that a couple times in an email going, wait a minute, if I'm paying money every month to this organization, why do I have to go to the doctor and do a self-pay? So I'll let you handle this one, Matt.
Well, the terminology self-pay is just there to let the doctor and hospital know that you're not encumbered by a payment system. You're taking care of it yourself. Now, a lot of them want to know, are you part of a healthcare sharing ministry? What do you do? Here's how to send those bills. But I am fully individually responsible for my own healthcare bills. And again, a lot of people look at that and say, well, what if I have a heart attack or if I get an illness that costs a lot of money or, God forbid I have cancer or I have to do a quadruple bypass or I have a premature birth. Whatever happens during those high-dollar healthcare situations, well, that's what our community is built for, so that every time you are sending in your share amount to another member in Liberty Health Share, that's whenever you have those needs, you have the community feeding into your needs and taking care of your medical bills. So it's not a definition of you're going to have to pay to the dollar, you know, $18,000 because you broke a toe, because you're considered self-pay. That's just a designator that I am responsible for my health care, but with Liberty Health Share, I've got a community of people helping, sharing, paying for those health care bills whenever they come in after I meet my annual insured amount.
Yeah, and that, you know, that's a great explanation because, I mean, the boil it down is basically letting the hospital know you're not part of the insurance world. They're not going to have to fight forever to get their money. They're not, you know, you are saying, hey, no matter what, I'll make sure I take care of this. And that lends a whole different attitude and atmosphere to the service that you receive. So, and actually, you just answered three questions in one right there. That was great.
I try to hit them all.
Yeah, you're absolutely good. You're good. Go ahead.
But you do touch on a very specific idea, and that's the mindset that it comes to be a part of healthcare sharing. I'd like to different it to somebody who has an entitlement mentality.
Yeah.
I paid this. I should get this. Here's what I deserve. To somebody who has an ownership mindset. This is my body, my health, my health care. I'm going to take care of it. I'm going to manage it. I'm going to make sure I'm making the right choices for me and my family. And that's a different mindset altogether because a lot of people go to the doctor, they show their card, they say, just give me whatever's coming to me, so to speak, and they get, quote-unquote, treated. But with Liberty HealthShare, you're coming with a different mindset. You're seeing your doctors as partners in your health, not just bureaucrats in your entitlement.
No, you're exactly right. And one of the major differences, if you've just tuned in, you're listening to The Real Side with Joe Messina. I've got Matt Bellis on the line with me. He's a spokesperson for Liberty HealthShare. Now, you know, with the insurance world, you only have they open up the window at a certain period of time, and you've only got a very small opportunity to decide what kind of care you want, to decide what insurance policy, in their case, is the what you want. And it's quite confusing. I mean, I've talked to a lot of people. My son has gone through it, and he's like, what the heck is all this stuff? I want to have to choose. I just want to be taken care of by a doctor who I am, like, right now talking him into Liberty Health Share. So, But the open enrollment period, there is no open enrollment period with Liberty Health Share. I mean, if something happens or if you decide all of a sudden maybe you haven't been insured forever and you decide, you know what, I don't like this. I need some help. I need some support. Liberty Health Share, you can sign up for any time of year, right?
We're here for you every day of the year. If you want to sign up for us, we're not beholden to the health insurance open enrollment period. Because we're not health insurance. And so come join us any time of the year. We're taking everybody now for October 1st enrollment.
Yeah, and again, where can I, you know, I know you keep talking about, and forgive me because I can never remember the name of the pack, but they can get a package from you to understand and learn and know. And I tell, in today's world, hit the website. Do a little reading. Reading is good for you. And for you older folks, you can make the letters bigger on that interweb computer of yours. Not kill any trees. Tell people how they can get more information.
Exactly. Just go to libertyhealthshare.org, libertyhealthshare.org. You can download our decision guide right there on the website. It's up in the top right-hand corner. You can take a look through that and make sure that healthcare sharing, Liberty Health Share, is a good fit for you because it's not a good fit for everybody.
Yeah.
We want to make sure that this is something that works for you. So go and read through the website, read through our decision guide, make that decision to join, and you can do that right there online.
And you know what? And like I said, yeah, sorry to knock them out, but libertyhealthshare.org, got to pay attention. It's open enrollment right now. Not a bad time to go look and decide what it is that you want to do. And you might find it's a perfect fit for you. And it gives you total control of your body. Shouldn't we have that? We're screaming about that now. Joe Messina, your host. Thanks for being with me. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.